This is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller. Dozens of Colombo residents and visitors observed a moment of silence on Tuesday morning to honor the victims of the Easter Sunday attacks in Sri Lanka. A national day of mourning was also declared a day after officials disclosed warnings had been received weeks ago about the possibility of an attack by a radical Muslim group, which was blamed for the bloodshed. Walter Jasinga is the founder of the Sri Lankan Foundation.
One of my daughter-in-law's friendly family, whole family got devastated, all five members of the family. Husband, wife, son, daughter, another daughter, completely gone. You know, it's unimaginable. It's really bad. And it's a peaceful country.
The death toll from the bombings is now at least 310. Myanmar's Supreme Court on Tuesday rejected the final appeal of two Reuters journalists who upheld a 7-year prison sentence for their reporting on a military brutal crackdown on Rohingya Muslims. Walon and Jossa U earlier this month shared with their colleagues the Pulitzer Prize for International Reporting, which is one of journalism's highest honors. Myanmar's military launched a brutal counterinsurgency campaign in the western state of Rakhine in 2017, driving more than 700,000 members of the Muslim Rohingya minority to flee to Bangladesh. The official death toll has risen to 11 following a 6.1 magnitude quake in Pampanga, located on the main northern Philippine island of Luzon. Rescuers found more bodies overnight in the rubble of a supermarket destroyed in that quake, the damaged buildings, and an airport in northern Philippines. Another 6.4 magnitude quake struck on Tuesday on the island of Sara. No reports of damages or casualties have been made. This is VOA News. North Korea confirmed on Tuesday that leader Kim Jong-un will soon visit Russia to meet with President Vladimir Putin. The North state-run Korea Central News Agency released a terse two-sentence statement saying Kim will soon pay a visit to the Russian Federation and that he and Putin will have talks. A date for the meeting has not been released, and it's not clear if Kim would fly or take his armored train. There are some indications the meeting will be held this week in the far eastern port of Vladivostok, which is not too far from Russia's border with North Korea. The summit comes at a crucial moment for tenuous diplomacy meant to rid North Korea of its nuclear arsenal. Sudan's military rulers, who have been leading the country since the removal of President Omar al-Bashir from power earlier this month, vowed on Monday that they would take aim to form a civilian government as soon as possible. Lieutenant General Sham Seldon Kibashi, spokesman for the country's transitional military council, told them